Hello and welcome to the Commander's Quarters. I'm your host, Mitch. Glad to have you here. Here at the Commander's Quarters, we're all about Commander on a budget. Today we have an episode of Commander's Two Cents. On episodes like these, I give you my own personal take on topics about the format in general and current news. This show and episodes like this one are possible thanks to viewers like you. If you're looking for an easy way to help support this show, make sure that you like, share, and subscribe. Also, hit that bell notification icon so you don't miss any new episodes. And while you're at it, subscribe and review our podcast as well. You can also go check out our playmats and other merchandise at thecommanderscourters.com. Another easy way to support this show is with our TCG player affiliate links. So whether you're buying a deck or individual cards, you can use this general link right here or one in the description. And the final way that you can support this show is by supporting us directly by becoming a patron. There are many benefits to being a patron, and I truly couldn't do this without all of their support. Hey everyone, Mitch coming in from the Commander's Quarters studio. Welcome to the show. So on today's episode, I want to highlight a pretty unique card that might be getting overlooked, or maybe depends on your playgroup or whatnot, but I think it's a pretty kind of interesting and unique card that some people might just not know about. So I'm going to be asking the question today, is this the passage that you're searching for? So yeah, I mean, I use the title with the card's name, part of the card's name. So yeah, very clever, right? Okay, anyway, so Guided Passage is the card I'm going to be talking about today. It's a sorcery for blue, red, green. It says, reveal the cards in your library. An opponent chooses from among them a creature card, a land card, and a non-creature, non-land card. You put the chosen cards into your hand, then shuffle your library. So at a base level, when you look at this card, okay, it's doing a couple of things. You're getting, you know, you're paying 3 mana. Yes, it's very specific mana, obviously, and you can only use this in a deck that's got the teamer colors in it. But you're getting, you know, 3 mana, you're getting 3 cards. Now, those cards are predetermined to be non-land, non-creature, and a creature. So basically, that, I mean, depending on how your deck's built, could be, you know, very good, very bad, depending on, again, how it's built, you know, what opponents you have, you know, the situation that you're in. But I think the thing that might be getting overlooked with this card is that in a 1v1, obviously this card is bad. You know, your opponent is never going to give you the cards that you want, the cards that you actually would benefit you. They're going to pick, you know, your worst creature, your worst land, you know, your worst non-land, non-creature, what you don't need. But, you know, if you have your deck built in a way that, you know, you don't have, you know, you maybe only have one creature in your deck and they have to choose that one for you, then yes. But in a multiplayer format like Commander, this card can do a lot. I mean, basically, you know, you can make deals. You can wheel and deal with someone. You know, maybe you and another opponent are really far behind the other two opponents, or maybe one player is really far ahead. You can make a deal and say, hey, all right, I'm going to choose you with this. I'd really appreciate it if, you know, you gave me this. You know, you can give me, obviously, like this board wipe or whatever that's going to help all of us out except for, you know, whoever's in the lead. But then, you know, because, you know, of my generosity, then, you know, if you could give me this creature with that as well, that'd be great. And there are definitely, you know, circumstances where depending on how your deck's built, you can definitely kind of wheel and deal and help influence players to make the right decision, the decision that's going to benefit you. When kind of comparing, you know, just like, again, I mentioned, you know, you're getting 3 cards for 3 mana. There really aren't many cards that have kind of that kind of efficiency in Magic. I mean, outside of, you know, busted old cards that, you know, are banned or whatnot. But Painful Truce is one. It's a sorcery that costs 2 and a black, and it has Converge. You draw X cards and lose X life, or X is the number of colors of mana spent to cast the spell. So if you use 3 different colors of mana to cast the spell, you lose 3 life, you draw 3 cards. Now, those cards could obviously be better than the ones that are tutored up by Guided Passage, but they could also be worse. Maybe you draw into 3 lands, and you're also losing 3 life. Now, I'm not saying that Guided Passage is going to be better than Painful Truce in a lot of circumstances. It probably won't be. Again, you need to have a deck that's kind of built around this. So you need to have kind of like a political control kind of deck that this kind of really works with. Again, you know, you could have a lot of political targets in your deck. You could build it in a lot of ways, but there's a lot of versatility where you can kind of convince that other opponent to give you the right card for the situation that you're in. So maybe that's like a Beast Within. You know, if there's a problematic permanent on the board, you know, that everyone else needs to deal with, essentially, you can say, hey, I'll deal with it. You know, you just go get me my Beast Within and I can take it out. So, you know, it's an instant that costs 2 green. Destroy target permanent. Its controller creates a 3/3 green Beast creature token. You know, in a game of Commander, giving someone a 3/3 is no big deal. Destroying their permanent very much is a big deal. Maybe, you know, if they're going to choose a creature for you, maybe that's a Reclamation Sage. You know, it's a 2/1 Elf Shaman that costs 2 and a green. When it enters the battlefield, you can destroy a target artifact or enchantment. So again, another way to kind of get rid of a problematic permanent on the board, you know, that helps out, you know, yourself and another opponent, maybe the other opponent as well, and kind of sets that person who's far ahead, you know, back a little bit. Maybe that's a Scavenger Grounds. Maybe there's a graveyard deck that's really kind of taking over. So that's a land, you know, that basically you can pay 2 and tap and sacrifice it to exile all cards from all graveyards. So yeah, you can say, hey, look, we really don't want, you know, this person to go off with their, you know, their graveyard centric deck. I can really slow them down here. I'm going to cast my Guided Passage. You know, go get me my Scavenger Grounds. You know, that's the land. Maybe you could get me, you know, this creature or that, you know, non-creature spell to kind of help me out as well, since I'm going to be helping everyone else out, you know, by kind of removing those graveyards from the game. Maybe it's even something as simple as a River's Rebuke. Because River's Rebuke, let's read it real quick. Sorcery for 4 blue-blue. It says, return all non-land permanents. Target player controls to owner's hands. Maybe this is actually the easiest target, you know, because there's, you know, again, basically you're saying, okay, that person's really far ahead. I have the perfect card to set them back a ton, you know, that I'm not going to use on you or you, you know, make that deal where I'm not going to use on either of you. This is only going to really impact that player, and it's going to be a huge impact that really sets them far behind. So why don't you get me my River's Rebuke? And because of that, you know, maybe get me this creature that could help me out as well, you know, to kind of make a deal. Maybe this land as well. A Sylvan Offering is another good political target. It's a sorcery for X and a green. It says, choose an opponent. You and that player each create XX, create an XX green Treefolk creature token. Choose an opponent. You and that player each create a X11 elf warrior creature token. So basically, you're making one Treefolk and a bunch of elves. And you can say, hey, okay, I choose you. For my non-creature non-land, could you choose Sylvan Offering? And then I'll choose you again for that. And then we both get a lot of creatures. So again, it's kind of like you scratch my back, I scratch yours kind of thing. Duelist Heritage, you know, if you have a deck that also has white. It's an enchantment that costs 2 and a white. It says, whenever one or more creatures attack, you may have target attacking creature gain double strike until end of turn. This is a very political card, even though it might not seem like one at first. So yes, you can give one of your creatures double strike when it's attacking, but you can also say, hey, you know, from now on, you know, in your combats, I'll give one of your creatures double strike as long as it's not attacking me, you know, so pick that as my non-creature, not land. And, you know, I would love to help you out if you help me out too. But perhaps one of the most perfect cards for another player to get you that kind of really goes with this kind of political deal-making kind of deck is Scheming Symmetry. Again, you need black for your deck as well. But it says, it's a sorcery that costs a black and says, choose 2 target players. Each of them searches their library for a card, then shovels their library and puts that card on top of it. So it's kind of like a tutor for 2 players. And basically, you know, you can say, okay, yeah, you can search for these things, you know, and also if you could get me Scheming Symmetry, I will cast it and I will choose you so we can both get, you know, one card that we want back on top of our, or, you know, on top of our library so we can draw into them. We can tutor for 1 card each, essentially. So, you know, if that player is like, oh, I'd really like to tutor for this specific card, then yeah, they can kind of, they get a tutor as well out of this by, you know, tutoring for your tutor, essentially. I did mention earlier, you know, so these are some of the, like, you know, good political targets that you could build. You know, you could also just build your deck in a way that really only has like a certain amount of creatures to search for, a certain amount of non-creature non-lands to search for. But so, you know, if you have your deck, you know, with only like 2 or 3 creatures, and those are like, you know, Seedborn Muse, which is going to untap all permanents you control during each of the player's untap step, or like a Nyx Bloom Ancient, which says if you tap a permanent for mana, it produces 3 times as much of that mana instead. There's really like no good decision for that opponent to make. You know, they're going to be, they have to give you one of these creatures that's in your deck. You only have 2 creatures in your deck. And yeah, you're going to get, you know, one of these extremely powerful, you know, game breaking kind of cards that just give you an absurd amount of mana. You know, obviously there's kind of other, you know, creatures that could fill these slots. But yeah, if you only have powerful cards, you know, that they can choose from, you're only going to be getting a powerful card. Or, you know, you could just go the other way, you know, where you're like, okay, the only creatures in my deck are ones that get me, you know, my Guided Passage back so I can cast it again, you know, and then I can just keep getting value from that over and over again. Like an Archaeomancer, a 1/2 human wizard that costs 2 blue-blue. When it enters the battlefield, return target instant or sorcery card from your graveyard to your hand. So yeah, you can just keep kind of casting this. Maybe you've got other ways to bounce it or whatnot. Get your Guided Passage back and keep getting, you know, every single time you cast it, you know, 3 cards for 3 mana, essentially. Regrowth, you know, kind of effects can be great for this as well to, again, get your Guided Passage back and cast it again. A simple sorcery that costs 1 and a green, return target card from your graveyard to your hand. You probably or maybe want some other ways to kind of copy your Guided Passage to get even more value out of it. So like a Reverberate, instant for red-red, copy target instant or sorcery spell. You may choose 2 targets for the copy. So instead of getting, you know, 3 cards, you're getting 6. You know, you can choose the same opponent or different opponents or whatnot. One thing to keep in mind is obviously your opponents do get to see your entire deck. So, you know, they might see kind of what your plan is and kind of what you're up to. But again, if you've got a political deck, you can kind of wheel and deal and maybe talk your opponents out of, you know, seeing you as a threat, potentially. Riku of the Two Reflections is a potential commander that could be really good with this. Again, kind of like a copy spell commander. A 2/2 human wizard that costs 2 blue, red, green. Whenever you cast instant or sorcery spell, you may pay blue, red. If you do copy that spell, you can choose 2 targets for the copy. So, yeah. Being able to copy your Guided Passage every single time is pretty great, you know, and being able to get it back and get other things back and just keep copying it over and over again, getting a lot of value out of this. Again, maybe you build it around, you know, certain powerful creatures that, you know, whenever another non-token creature enters the battlefield under your control, you may pay green blue. If you do put a token that's copy of that creature on the battlefield, yeah, if you get a copy of an Nyx Bloom Ancient, good luck to your opponents trying to stop you from doing whatever you want to do. And of course, outside of Riku, there's plenty of other commanders that could really work well with this kind of card. I think, again, political control could probably be the direction that you want to go. So one like Kaneo Sentiero could be great. Kaneo Sentiero says, at the beginning of your end step, draw a card. Each player may put a land card from their hand onto the battlefield, and each opponent draws a card. So you're basically kind of like ramping and helping people ramp or draw, but you get to ramp and draw with this. So again, it's kind of like a, you know, some people say group hug. I like to say political control if you've got a win condition or ways to win within the deck. So yeah, just kind of like maybe Pelleforting up and then, yeah, casting your Guided Passage, getting value out of it, maybe getting ways to get it back, recast it, and so on and so forth. Kenrith Return King is just a good kind of five-color commander that's got a lot of different options and ways to build around it. Basically, a 5/5 Human Noble that costs 4 and a white. Red, all creatures gain trample and haste on a turn. 1 and a green, put a +++ with counter target creature. 2 and a white, target player gains 5 life. 3 and a blue, target player draws a card. 4 and a black, put target creature card from a graveyard onto the battlefield under its owner's control. So you can kind of like, you know, this can help kind of with your deal making with that player. You know, you cast your Guided Passage and you say, hey, next turn, you know, I will help you out. I will get a creature out of your graveyard, whatever creature you want back into play. You know, I will pay for that, or I'll help you draw a card, or I'll help you gain life or whatnot, or I'll pump your creature. So you have ways to kind of, you know, incentivize your opponent to get you the cards that you want, or at least kind of get you some cards that can be useful to you instead of, you know, getting your worst ones. And again, it just depends on kind of how you're building around your Guided Passage deck. You know, again, are you building kind of that, you know, more political control where you're like, you know, making you're willing and dealing, you're making, you know, deals to get the right cards into your hand? Or are you kind of making it more of that kind of limited resources, I guess, kind of like, you know, well, you can choose from these two creatures and, yeah, have fun picking between those two because they're both game-ending creatures that will help me achieve my goals. So, yeah, I think Guided Passage is a kind of overlooked card. It's a weird card. It definitely is not for all decks. It's not for all playgroups. But I think that, you know, it can really work well in kind of a deck that's built around kind of that political aspect and could be a lot of fun. So, yeah, I'd love to hear from you, though. Let me know in the comments below what your thoughts on Guided Passage are. Am I completely off base? Is it just a terrible card and I'm just not seeing that? Or is it, you know, kind of, you know, does it have its uses in those kind of political decks or other kinds of decks? So yeah, I'd love to hear from you. So let me know in the comments below. And as always, thanks again and have a good one. And make sure you're following us on social media for more updates and sneak peeks on future episodes. Again, a huge thank you to my patrons who helped make this show possible. I truly couldn't do any of this without your support. If you want to support this channel directly, consider becoming a patron. There are many benefits to being a patron, including being able to vote on future commanders for deck techs. There are even tiers where you get your own personalized deck tech dedicated to you. You can check out all the Patreon tiers and rewards at patreon.com/commandersquarters. If you haven't already, make sure that you like and subscribe to the channel. Here at the Commander's Quarters, we're all about budget commander. So while you're at it, go ahead and check out some of our other types of episodes. And with that, I'm out of here. Thanks again and have a good one.